Welcome back to the podcast Discipleship in Challenging Times. We continue to think today about the Holy Spirit, and I'm going to read from Ezekiel chapter 36. Today's episode is entitled The Holy Spirit Empowering, and we need to pray for his help, his empowering now, as we come to his word. Lord, thank you so much for the power of the Holy Spirit. Make your word come alive to us today. Make it fresh in our hearts and in our minds. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. So I'm reading from Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 24 through to verse 30. God is speaking, and he says this: I will take you out of the nations. I will gather you from all the countries and bring you back into your own land. I will sprinkle clean water on you, and you will be clean. I will cleanse you from all your impurities and from all your idols. I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit in you. I will remove from you your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. And I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep my laws. You will live in the land I gave to your forefathers. You will be my people, and I will be your God. I will save you from all your uncleanness. I will call for the corn and make it plentiful, and will not bring famine upon you. I will increase the fruit of the trees and the crops of the field, so that you will no longer suffer disgrace among the nations because of famine. Such beautiful, powerful words, and again they cause us to reflect on the Holy Spirit, and this time on the empowering that he gives. The heart of stone is taken away, and a heart of flesh is given, a heart that is transformed, a heart that is alive. And in verse 27, we read this: I will put my spirit in you and move you to follow my decrees and be careful to keep your laws. You know, it's so wonderful that the Christian life is such a challenge, isn't it? Living as a disciple in the contemporary world, seeking to live for God with the whole of our lives, lock, stock and barrel, taking God's word and putting it into practice. How are we going to do this? How are we going to manage it? How are we even going to begin? Well, on our own, of course, we cannot live as disciples of the Lord Jesus. But the wonderful news is that God has taken away our heart of stone and given us a heart of flesh, and he moves us to live the life of discipleship. Sometimes we try and do this on our own, and there's a lot of perspiration, but very little inspiration. We get into deep grooves that become ruts, that become graves for us. We're not flowing with the power of the Holy Spirit. We don't have the wind at our backs. But God is there for us. He wants to fill us. He wants to empower us. He wants to strengthen us for the Christian life. An illustration from my running can help us with this. One of the places that I run is Preesall Sands in Lancashire. My friends who I stay with regularly live there. And I'm able to run along this glorious stretch of sands between Morecambe and Fleetwood. And it gets really, really windy. And when you're running into the wind, it is so difficult. You're buffeted by the wind, you're blown back. You're able to make progress, but it is blood, sweat, tears, and grit. It's so difficult, and you end up going so slowly. But when you turn round and come back, and you're running with the wind at your back, then it is so different, and it's wonderful. Yeah, you do need to run. We are involved. You do need to put one foot in front of the other. But with the wind with you, blowing you along, you can run so much faster and it is so much more straightforward. As we seek to keep in step with the Holy Spirit, as Paul puts it in Galatians, as we seek to run with the wind, then God will be with us to enable us and help us. We're still involved, we're still engaged, but we have that transforming power that makes all the difference. Will you join with me in praying for a fresh filling of the Holy Spirit today? If we know and love the Lord, then we have the Holy Spirit with us and within us. That is true of every Christian. But we are called to seek fresh fillings of the Spirit, to yield our lives to Him, and to commit intentionally to run not against the wind, but with the wind of the Holy Spirit. So let's pray this together today for His anointing, His empowering, and His equipping. And so let's pause in the presence of our God. As you sit or kneel or stand, you might just like to lift your hands before the Lord with your palms turned up as a sign that you are ready and waiting to receive. Father God, we lift our prayers to you in the name of Jesus, our Saviour. We thank you that all of those who have put their faith in you have received the Holy Spirit. We praise you for this great and glorious gift. But we recognize from Scripture that you call us to seek fresh fillings of the Holy Spirit, that you want to be at work more and more in your transforming power in our lives, moving us to put your word into practice. And so, Lord, today, now, we pray that you would pour out your Spirit on us afresh. Fill us, O Lord, we pray, perhaps with new gifts, and with fresh power from you. Lord, as we go out into whatever you have for us in the days that lie ahead, may we know the wind of the Spirit on our backs, pushing us along, enabling us, strengthening us, helping us to run well for you. We confess our need of you. Lord, we can't get off first base in the race of discipleship without the power of the Holy Spirit. And so we ask for that filling. We ask for that strength. And we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.